There's a number I call every morning. There's a voice that I'm wanting to hear. But the number I call never answers at all. All I get is a buzz, busy buzz, busy buzz in my ear. I always get the busy buzz when I telephone your house from mine. I'm jealous of the busy buzz, 'cause someone's always on your line.
There's a house with a tree by the window. There's a chair in the house by the tree. There's a phone by the chair and a girl sitting there. And the girl all alone with her ear to the phone is poor me. I always get the busy buzz when I telephone your house from mine. I'm jealous of the busy buzz, 'cause someone's always on your line.
I was sure you were talking to someone, so I went to your house just to see. You were there all alone in the chair by the phone, and my heart jumped for joy, 'cause the boy you were calling was me. Now when I get the busy buzz, I'm not jealous like I used to be. 'Cause while I'm busy buzzing you, I know you're busy buzzing me. Now we don't need a phone any longer. You and I have a line of our own. Every time the buzzing starts, it's the buzzing of our hearts telling us
so much more than we ever said before
on the phone. Now when I get the busy buzz, I'm not jealous like I used to be. 'Cause while I'm busy buzzing you, I know you're busy buzzing me. I know you're busy buzzing me. I know you're busy buzzing me.
Dr. Kildare, Dr. Casey, you're wanted for consultation.
Calling Dr. Kildare and Dr. Casey. I got an ache in my heart. Oh, Dr. Kildare, oh, Dr. Casey, what treatment should I start?
2, 3, 4, tell the doctor where you're sore.
They told me find a cute boy and have him kiss you. Calling Dr. Kildare and Dr. Casey. I get so lonely I cry. Dr. Kildare or Dr. Casey, what do you prescribe?
2, 3, 4, have you felt this way before?
They told me find a cute boy and have him hug you.
Seven, eight. Soon we'll have you feeling great.
They told me find a cute boy to say he loves you. Every morning and night. And then in no time, like magic, you're gonna feel alright. Oh, Dr. Kildare.
Yes?
Dr. Casey.
Yes?
I think you've discovered a new miracle drug. This is really the cure. Oh, I feel wonderful. I've never felt this way before.
getting stoned on sunshine, getting high on air,
getting to it naturally, really getting there,
getting such a high on loving what I do.
I'm so full of happiness, hooked on something new. Life is such a trippy thing. Hello, birdies, hello, spring.
Each day on earth is a day that's worth remembering.
And I mean just what I sing. Life is such a groovy thing. Don't pity me, I'm glad to be a ding-a-ling.
Is filled with flowers, my grass is bright and green.
My tea is brewing in my cup, and still I make the scene.
So just don't try to change me, I love the world I've found.
I've got to fly my own sweet way, don't you shoot me down.
Life is such a trippy thing. Hello, birdies, hello, spring. Each day on earth is a day that's worth remembering.
And I mean just what I sing. Life is such a groovy thing.
Don't pity me, I'm glad to be a ding-a-ling.
Pity me, I'm glad to be a ding-a-ling.
A ding-a-ling.
Don't pity me, I'm glad to be a ding-a-ling.
A ding-a-ling.
A ding-a-ling.
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 A dance to do for recreation. So someone started twisting. A cat who was really hep put down a step, a new gyration soon. All the kids were twisting. It didn't take long before the grown-ups were trying it. Who's who was buying it all over town. You see them a-squirming and a-worming and a-twisting around. It spread like a forest blaze, became a craze that rocked the nation now. Everybody's twisting. A dance to do for recreation. So someone started twisting. And a cat who was really happy put down a step, a new gyration soon. All the kids were twisting. No, it didn't take long before the grown-ups were tying it. Who's who was buying it all over town. You'll see them a-squirming and a-worming and a-twisting around. It spread like a forest blaze, became a craze that rocked the nation now. Everybody's twisting. There is a hopping and a slopping and a flopping, sacroiliacs a-popping. Everybody's twisting.
Thank you. grew up here in Harlem, so anyone start trucking. As soon as the news got round, the folks downtown came up to Harlem, saw everybody trucking. It didn't take long before the high hat was doing it, Park Avenue, doing it all over town. You seen them shoveling, shoveling, shoveling down. It spread like a forest blaze, became a craze, thanks to Harlem now. Everybody's trucking, trucking on out that slum, yeah. Everybody's trucking, trucking, trucking.
Okay, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Hold on. Quiet down, Chet. Today's music is provided by the one and only Chet Atkins. And we started out with the Busy Buzz. Didn't mean to wake you up with a phone call, but it's time, you know. It's time for the Bit Slap. And that was, guess who that was? That was Barbie and Ken. And being anatomically incorrect, the only real jellies they could get were over the phone like that. So, a little slice of life for you here. Following that, Miss Smitty Williams, and that was The Cure. A nod to the great and devastating Casey Kildare Wars of the 1960s. Thousands of casualties. Frank and Nancy Sinatra after that. Frank giving his lovely daughter a boost, career-wise. That was Glad to Be a Dingling. And then everybody's twisting from Frank himself. You saw how great it was to be hip. So he got in on the twist thing, and that was Everybody's Twisting. And that was based on Everybody's Truckin' by none other than God himself, Fats Waller. So, all right, so we got here a kind of a hodgepodge grab bag edition for you today, because I couldn't be coherent all week. It's not that kind of a week. I'll explain that in a few minutes. But stay put, because we got more treats for you, and more non-treats. What can I tell you? Life is not fair. So stay tuned, and I'll be back to explain myself shortly.
The human race. I don't want to be no pioneer in outer space. Yet here I am, the most unwilling hero you could find. Who needs to be an astronaut? Now what am I out of my mind? I was just a simple country boy who wanted to enlist. The draft board never told me that I'd wind up like this. The sergeant asked for volunteers to take a trip in Juyun. I was odd to know he meant a rocket to the moon.
I wonder if this is one of them do-it-yourself jobs.
They shipped me to a hospital and gave me lots of tests. The competition sure was rough, but I did my very best. So when it all was over, I was mad as I could be. How'd you like coming in third behind a mouse and a chimpanzee? And I repeat, R-E-P-E-A-T. I'm an ordinary member of the human race. I don't want to be no pioneer in outer space. Yet here I am, the most unwilling hero you could find. Who needs to be an astronaut? Now what? What am I, out of my mind? Well, if them Russians can do it, so can I. The scientists say the moon is half a million miles away. I hope this doggone chicken coop don't start to go astray. I ain't the kind who likes to fuss. I ain't the type to squall. But if this thing runs out of gas, I can't get out the walk.
And I repeat, I'm
an ordinary member of the human race. I don't want to be no pioneer in outer space. Yet here I am, the most unwilling hero you could find. Who needs to be an asshole now? What am I?
Talking to a chimpanzee, I says, you'll be a hero if you listen to me. We're going to strap you in a missile, shoot you into space. Well, you should have seen the look on that monkey's face. I dressed our little hero in a Buck Rogers suit. The count was nearing zero, they was ready to shoot. The colonel saw the monkey and he hollers, what you got? I says, it was a ring-tailed astronaut. Colonel, he saluted, and the general did too. Said, blast that little critter off into the blue. But suddenly, the monkey up and got away. He went looking for the SPCA. Across the launching pad, I chased that little squirt. He bit me on the finger when I says, it won't hurt. I knew what he would tell me if he could converse. He'd say, Columbus didn't send no monkey first. I finally got cut and cornered up in the nose cone. But he jumped out of the porthole, I was left there alone. As they fired me into orbit, I sure could see the chimp had just made a monkey out of me.
Batman, 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 Bat chips around our way. The raiders of the universe have come to win the earth. Now it's up to us to try and save the planet of our birth. The army brought their cannons and the navy brought their ships. The air force brought their rockets and they blew them all to bits. So boys and girls, please have no fear. I want you all to know that no matter what comes out of space, you're guarded here below. Above this grand old flag of ours, the sun will always shine. America will live until the end of time.
Oh, just up behind a tree. No, Mr. Spaceman. No.
We interrupt this record for a special announcement. It seems there's been an invasion at the local airport.
Mama said there'll be days like this, there'll be days like this, Mama said.
We take you now to the local airport where a foreign object has just landed.
Is it a plane? Is it a plane?
Yeah! This is Nutley at the local airport. Thousands of teenagers have gathered to get a closer look at the invaders. We're standing at the foot of the plane. The door is opening. There they are! Are you the ones that invaded the country?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jamming the airwaves day and night?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Stealing the hearts of American girls?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And what do you have to say for yourselves?
We're being invaded by four mobs!
Don't just stand there. Call the silly defense department.
What's the number?
This is the voice of Silly Defense. Civilians are urged to take cover.
Down by the riverside.
Military personnel are directed to report immediately. The invaders are armed with 33s and 45s and all have records. Teenagers, we beg you, don't stop, don't look, don't listen.
This is Bunkley walking through the crowd. Young lady, what have you done to protect yourself?
What's that you say?
I said, what have you done to protect yourself from the invaders?
You'll have to speak up. I've got beads in my ears.
But what would you do if a mop swept you off your feet?
Holding and kissing and squeezing and loving.
And your boyfriend here, what do you have to say?
Ooh, goodbye, cruel world.
You're off to join the army.
I'm off to join the circus.
And we're off to join Nutley with the four mops.
Ooh. Mops, you're sweeping the country.
Like
barbershops are closing. Band clubs are breaking up. Singers are turning into gold records.
I like it like that.
How do you like that?
Hey, Dingo, come here. Confidentially, between us guys, what do you expect to find here that you haven't got at home?
Two girls for every boy.
Does that mean you plan to take over the whole country?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
America, this is the end!
America, this is not the end. For future developments, stay tuned to this station.
Be to be a Beatle for real.
Could become irritating. Well, I just finished my last case and was driving along in my special-built car with its special-built infrared headlights and its special-built bulletproof tires and its special-built injector curb feeders when, wouldn't you know it, the dang phone rang.
It's for you, Panther.
It was London, from the most famous music impresario in the whole world, Ryan Schwepstein, in dire need of the services of me, James Bond. You know, like in Bong Dong, Boong, Banana Fanta, I Panna, Ping Pong, King Kong, James Bong. Anyhow, there was some wicked Willie, somewhere, trying to wipe out every last rock and roll singer in the whole wide world. My job, get it. Cause I'm Agent 007-8910, Jack Queen King, Ace 123, just call on me, James Bong. Ooh, my nerve. Well, you see, Schwepstein figured old 8-Ball would probably strike at all the big rock and roll shows in the country. So, I hopped a jet for the big Karate and the Crippers concert in New York. We landed, and I tore over to the Civic Auditorium, but seconds too late. Oh well, back on the airplane and away to San Francisco. I was headed for the biggest rock and roll concert of the year, starring the lovely and talented Spatula Stark. I was bound and determined to get there before old Nasty Ned could strike again. As I arrived, I heard her beautiful and lilting voice echoing from the stage of the Cow Palace. But suddenly, I couldn't believe my nose. That nut had released 90,000 head of Black Angus bulls, and they were about to stomp the living daylights out of that sweet little old thing. So I bounded up on the stage, grabbed her, threw her over my shoulder, and headed out the exit. Well, I was running so fast, I run right smack into some weirdo carrying a box of dynamite, a machine gun, a bullwhip, and an accordion. As I was helping him gather up his things, I politely asked him, I beg your pardon, neighbor, but have you seen some plug ugly running around here looking like he might be trying to exterminate all the rock and roll singers in the whole world? Huh?
No, but the idea sounds so wonderful, wonderful.
I'm Agent 007-8910, Jack Queen King, Ace 123, just call on me, James Bong. Now, ain't that much nicer?
Game. They found a fool to throw him in. Let's make way for windows, the burning light, by your boom boom. I am now your coat, now your killer bitch. We all know you're drowning like a piece of meat in the bottom of a swimming pool. God rest Brian Jones' soul. You'll pay one day, bitch. Alec Bryan was a true genius in his bed. Not the Grinch, bitch. Not their fancy heroin addicts. But you, Brian, we all know what you're about. You're the true hero here. Mick Jagger, my dad, you're so hell. I'll get you and you suck at Mick Jagger. I don't care who you are. I'll tell his name to get you. Yes, for Brian, I'll do it for him. Yeah, for Brian, I'll do it for Brian. I'll get you, Mick. I'll get you, Mick. I'll get you for Brian. I'll get you.
Fella coming down through the gap down yonder. Looks like one of them city slickers toting a handbag that'll weigh 50 pounds. Look like he's coming up here and gets up here. Now, don't forget and let your paw do the talking now.
Well, ain't he high. I bet that fool's hip pockets is 6 foot from the ground.
Hello?
Lay down here, Rouser. Lay down here, sir.
Is anybody at home?
Well, come in and see for yourself. Who are you and what you want?
I represent the United States government. Good God, what are we doing now?
Get that hog rifle on, shoot him down.
Hell, you get a hog rifle, ain't loaded. Get that old buttload of shotgun
on. Now, hold on a minute, fellas. Don't get me wrong. I'm sent here by the government of the United States to take the 19 and 30 census.
You come to the wrong place now.
Well, how's that?
Oh, they ain't got much sense up here. Come up here and get what sense we got. I don't know what we will do.
Well, it's plain to see you don't understand what I'm trying to get at. All I want to do is to ask you a few simple questions.
Well, we don't usually talk to strangers up here, and we know our racket and know what we're going to do. You be careful about the questions you ask, and don't ask too many of them, and sit down over there and keep quiet till we get this fiddling over while we'll try to fix you up.
Well, that's all right of me, but haven't you fellas got anything to do but play music all the time?
Yes, we make a little corn and taters and cotton and tobacco and one thing and another up here, but here the other day, there's one of them city dudes come up here and heard Jim and Bud over here fiddling. He decided he wanted them to come down to North Atlanta and make some of them talking machine records, and I allowed as how I'd have them to take the stock out and put them in the pasture and get their fiddle and their banjo and get out here and get their stuff fixed up so they'd know what they're going to do and to get down there.
Yes, we and Paul, we got faxed up on them FPs. We don't care about that old city dude.
All right. Go ahead now. Finish your tune and get it over with.
All right, but let's go.
Well, now that's over with, I want you to pay attention to these questions. Is this your usual place of abode?
Do you mean this where I live at?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, this is where me and Ma and all the young'uns eat and sleep at.
What is your relationship to the family?
Well, I sure ain't their mammy.
What is your age?
397.
What kind of an answer is that?
Well, that's just how old we all is put together.
Well, that's not a bad crack at that. Have you ever attended school?
Yes, I went through the Blueback Speller and a few other books they had down there.
Are you able to read?
Well, you just give me a $5 bill and see if I give you change for a 20.
How many children have you?
Well, that, brother, I just don't know. Ma, bring all them young'uns in here.
What do you want, Ma?
There they are. My job to raise them. If you want them counted, count them.
Do you own a radio?
No, well, I don't own no radio. You don't get nothing over it but some guy talking about coffee, some fella selling insurance, and another selling soap, and you only get music over a radio occasionally. You never get it like this.
That's sure good music. I don't believe I ever heard anything like that on the radio.
Very seldom, very seldom. There's only two sure places to get music like this, and that's right here in this cabin and on a phonograph record.
What do you do for a living?
Well, we farm a little bit, and we make a little liquor, about 200 or 300 gallons occasionally.
Oh, say, I'm sorry you said anything about making liquor, because I really should report that to the revenue branch of the government, and then you'd be in for lots of trouble.
Paul, you ought to say nothing about that. That sure will give you trouble.
Sure will, played the wild end.
Oh, you played the Dickens end.
I tell you what I'll do about it, though. It was a long, hot walk up here from the depot, and I guess I got a little dust in my throat. Maybe a little of that corn you make could clear it out. How about it?
Mm-hmm. I thought you'd say that before you left, anyhow. Hiram, go down there at the woodshed and bring that demijohn up here and give the gentleman a drink.
All right, Carl.
That's fine, fellas. I guess I'm not going to have room on this paper to put down anything besides the fact that you boys are farmers and fiddlers. Well, so long. I'll see you in about 10 years.
I bet you a cord of wood you'll be back here for Saturday night after another drink of Paul's good liquor.
Goodbye. Well, boys, let's go on now with the sheriff practicing. Remember that man said to get your tunes down to 3 minutes.
All right, bud.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Chet Atkins. You're listening to selections from Chet Atkins Picks on the Beatles. And a friendly warning to you right now, don't look at the back cover. There's a picture of Chet with Beatle hair on. It'll scare the shit out of you. But that's why they pay me the big money here at the Bit Slap to screen these things for you. We started with Bob Arnold and the Little Astronauts. And that, of course, was the astronaut. The chicken astronaut from the Five Deuxtones, Missile Monkey from Don Miller. And Star Trekkin' was the firm. That's actually, I believe that came from the 80s. After that, the Dovers and the Invasion. Followed by a different invasion, that was Buchanan and Greenfield. Buchanan was Dickie Goodman's original partner, so you know where that came from. I'm not sure who Greenfield was. Could have been Dickie Goodman under another name. I don't know. And then Donna Lynn, pleasant enough little lady from Canada. I Had a Dream, I Was a Beatle. The Ballad of James Bong was Jimmy Cross. Pretty silly, but what the hell. Mick Jagger Killed Brian Jones was the Pygmy Love Circus. And I understand there's action on that case again. They've decided that perhaps Brian was killed after all by somebody. Not Mick Jagger, but somebody. And I believe they're going to be taking that back to court at some point. We'll see. Stay tuned. And then Gid Tanner and the Skillet Lickers, Taking the Census. And I'm here to tell you, friends, that I, your loving friend KBC, was a census worker this year. I was an enumerator. I walked around from house to house asking people nosy questions. And the most popular question I got back in return was, didn't I mail that in? Well, no, you didn't, because if you did, I would be not here. So don't give me that crap. You mailed it in, you lying sack of pus. Mostly, if you did get a visit from one of us, it was because they screwed it up in the first place. Either that, or they didn't understand it, or I think it was just some sort of control mechanism to see how accurate everything was. Anyway, enough about that. Here comes more.
Hey there, Chet Atkins. Will you make me a store? Son, I am aghast with this here guitar. I mean, I am what's called a heavy picker. And would you believe, I ain't never had a lesson. Never had a lesson. And just listen. Listen to this. Ain't that fierce? Ain't that intense?
All crowd began to gather to watch the fun begin. In his cowboy boots and his coveralls, his one-way ticket to Cedar Falls. Big guitar and a grin.
Hey there, Chet Atkins. Will you make me a star? Boy, I tell you, I am too much with this guitar. I am one of the real out-of-sight pickers. I mean, look what all you did for Jerry Reed. And the way I pick just makes him look like a side man. I mean, I'm great. Just listen. Just listen to this, Chet Atkins. Son, ain't that fierce? Ain't that out-of-sight?
Everybody seemed to like him.
Make me a star. I mean, me being so great with this guitar. How come it is I never get to play by myself? I mean, you all time playing with yourself. How about when the swelling goes down in my fingers? Then Chet Atkins, oh great white father, oh hairy-legged flogger of the Gretsch, oh hillbilly godfather to the guitar pickers, will you make me a star?
Made me feel like a hot sun, a tall grinning brown. You made me feel like a clothes horse, old and left out in the rain. You insist that you can, but also I shared you with the others. I couldn't stand it. You made me feel like a deserted house, dark and empty in the dust. Like a charred foot in a burnt-out factory. You insisted I split, plunge me into the pit with the others. So many of them down there. Now it's so dark, dark, dark. No one sign is spark of hope for me. Though I want you so much that I need a crutch. By the time you set me free, a broken yellow yo-yo, thrown away on a dump.
a woman. Wonder when she'll let us out.
Protected you and me until he met a girl named Alice D. Alice was the girl that all good hippies dread, and they called her Sweet Alice D. Head. Alice, it was plain to see, was full of pot and STP. She'd attract a great big crowd because her inner peace was much too loud. Good Buzz did the thing that good fuzz must. Shoved his gun in Alice's chest and said, "This is a bust." Put the flashlight to her eyes. She began to hypnotize. Buzz said, "What a wild sensation. This must be hallucination. Love is so sensational. When you fall in love with eyes dilational." Buzz said, "Alice, you I like. Come take a ride on my fuzzy bike. Soon it will be getting dark, and we can watch the stars from Griffith Park." So they both went out and dug astrology through their mutual hallucinology. Now they're taking pills and shots, and Buzz is not afraid of watts. Buzz and Alice D have shown the way of where the fuzz might be someday. Buzz is still a cop, of course. He's the pusher on the force. He's protecting you and me. For me,
evil women like poor Alice King.
I can see that you and yoga will never do. Yoga is as yoga does, there's no in between. You're either with it on the ball or you've blown the scene. I can see looking at you, you just can't get settled. How can I even move? Twisted like a pretzel.
Yoga is as yoga does, there's no in between. You're either with it all the way,
or you've blown the scene.
Or you've blown the scene.
Come on, come on, I twist my legs, pull my arms a lot. How did I get so tied up in this yoga knot? You tell me just how I can take this yoga serious, when all it ever gives to me is a pain in my posteriors.
Yoga is as yoga does, there's no in between. You're either with it all the way,
or you've blown the scene.
Or you've blown the scene.
Stand upside down on your head, feet against the wall. A simple yoga exercise done by one and all. Now cross your eyes and hold your breath, look just like a clown. Yoga's sure to catch you if you come falling down.
Yoga is as yoga does, there's no in between. You're either with it all the way,
or you've blown the scene.
Or you've blown the scene. Yoga does, there's no in between. You're either with it all the way,
or you blow the scene.
Right hand.
a wonderful lady whom I admire very much by the name of Mums Mabley. Sung a song about a lot of great men. But you know, somehow or another, I still feel that there's a lot of great men to be sung about. I got some friends, ladies and gentlemen, who have gone on before me. And I hope you don't mind if I take a little time out to tell you about them. Anybody here seen my friend Nat King Cole? Can you tell me where have he gone? The last thing I heard him say, he was gonna look back over his life, and before he could do it, he was gone. Well, before he could do it, he was gone. Has anybody here seen my friend Sam? Can anybody tell me where Sam is gone? The last thing he told me, that a change was gonna come. Oh, before he could see it, he was gone. Oh, oh, before he could see it, he was gone. Can anybody tell me where Otis is gone? Last time I saw him, he was sitting down by the dock of the bay. Oh, I looked around for Otis, but he was gone. I looked around and my friend Otis Redding was gone.
Everybody's a doing it now, but I can't get the kiss. kill myself. I tell you that. Hey, señorita, you like cha-cha, rumba, rock and roll?
I got up one morning and I went out fishing. Met a hippie just a rarin' and a pitchin'. His eyes snapped far and his teeth snapped under. Good gosh almighty, there's a hippie and a blunder. I ran him on the hillside, I ran him on the level. Caught him by the coattail, I thought he was a devil. Had his shirt on over his coat. Had his pants buckled around his throat. This hippie took a dose of LSD. Went hopping and skipping to the penitentiary. His heels were in the courthouse, his toes up on the street. He had no shoes on his old rusty feet. There was a hippie that couldn't count to seven. Threw him in the feather bed, he thought he went to heaven. He just laid there, painting like a lizard. Made me have goose pimples on my gizzard. He had whiskers all over his chin. Made him look like a hog in a fattening pen. With that long hair on his head and face, makes him look like a hairy ape. He took Benny this LSD too. Smoked marijuana and he sniffed a little glue. He went floating on a cloud and when he came down, he was walking on the buildings all over downtown. Once the hippie was a feeling fine. Got him a girlfriend he called Caroline. Then he turned on all of his charm like a dying calf in a thunderstorm. He said, honey, can I be your groom? Her eyes lit up like the harvest moon. He had her shaking in her shoes. Touch me again and I'll blow a fuse. This year hippie was a one-man band. He played Yankee Doodle on a no-dish pan. Played all night and he played all day. Got up next morning just to bang it away. Listen to me now, as you can see, hippie is a hippie and you will agree. Over the ocean the blue goose flew. If I was a hippie I'd fly that too. Shave and a haircut, two bits, hippie and a rat hole, tight fit.
Settle down there. I know that was too much fun, but you got to come down sometime. We started that set appropriately enough with Don Bowman. Chet Atkins, Make Me a Star. Don Bowman was a heavily respected session man in Nashville. The one time I went to Nashville, I went to the Ernest Tubb record store and I asked if I had anything by him. You got any Don Bowman? The guy looked at me like I grew a third head. The second one didn't bother him, but the third one really seemed to confuse him. After that, an unreleased track from Cream, back in the Fresh Cream set. That was You Make Me Feel, and that spurred me towards checking out other ones. And there's a few others from that that I'll bring you in the not-too-distant future. A couple of unreleased Cream tracks. Following that, Dudley Moore and Peter Cook, Bedazzled. Buzz the Fuzz was Biff Rose. His only hit, as far as I know. I could be wrong. Yoga Is As Yoga Does from The King. Shirley Ellis, The Clapping Song, her big hit, her big follow-up to The Name Game. Followed by Wilson Pickett, Cole Cook and Redding. Frankie Davidson, I Can't Do the Twist, Hippie in a Blunder. From Johnny Bucket, or Buckett. Two T's on the end of that, apparently. And then Sam Chalpin, Batman. So that's going to bring us to a screeching halt here. Until next week, when we'll have more stuff for you. Haven't decided what I'm going to do yet. I never do. I never know until it's too late, really. But now that the census is over, I can actually work on these things for a change. I've been trudging around town for about 6 weeks now. And coming home after my regular job, by the way, and coming home and falling asleep. So it hasn't been easy or fun, but my coffers have been enriched, and I thank the U.S. government for giving me a chance. See you next week. Here's your mystery tune. You're going to love it.
And tells the folks some hokey jokes about artichokes and flu.